Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I want to live with the cinema. Love Earth Tour. Down by love. July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
So the new year, it's all about change. We hear that word so much, changing your habits, your lifestyle, your choices. Some women love change. They feel motivated toward that constant personal growth. I think other women, frankly, feel exhausted by the idea of it. We're talking to those women today, women who want to become a better version of themselves, but find the status quo pretty darn comfortable. Author Brooke Romney is going to help us think about change differently. So great to see you, friend.
You too.
Happy New Year. I don't love change. I love personal growth. So I think there's a space for anyone in this conversation because we do feel that momentum this time of year.
Right.
Like we want to turn something over. What's your take on the idea?
Well, I had a really interesting experience that helped propel me to be more comfortable with personal growth.
Okay.
And I had written my first book, I Like Me Anyway. I self-published it. I'd been working on it for almost a year. It was ready to go to the printer. And I had a friend who's an amazing author, and she called and said, are you still working on that book? Would you have time for me to take a look at it?
Oh, what a nice offer.
I was like, there was an amazing offer, but also I was like, I'm done with this. It's ready to go to the printer. I've already paid all my money for editors.
This baby is fed and dressed.
It's designed. Like, we're done.
Yeah.
And it's a good book. But I could not pass up her offer. So she took me to her house. She'd read the book. She put every chapter on her ping pong table. And she told me that three chapters were just medium, not great. And they need to be taken out. And then she said...
Taken out altogether?
Taken out altogether.
Oh, dear.
And then she told me that the theme that I had as a secondary theme should be the primary theme.
Oh, no.
And that it all needs to be rewritten so that I was really focusing on that primary theme.
What was your physical reaction in that moment? Were you ready to throw up?
I was just... Honestly, I was like, my money's gone.
Yeah.
My time is gone.
Yeah.
It's time to get this book out. I can't do this anymore. Well, that was my initial reaction. But she's an expert, and she's incredible. And I thought, I've got to take this advice.
Ugh.
So back to the drawing board, spending money I didn't have for new editors, rewriting everything, you know, fixing the design. And what came out of that was so much better than what it had been before.
Mm.
And my book, instead of being good, it was great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it still wasn't for everyone, and it certainly wasn't perfect, but it was so much better than it was before. And that experience really changed my idea about personal growth and our willingness to lean into feedback, to be okay with us not being exactly right all the time or not perfect all the time,
mm-hmm.
or maybe our ideas needing to be tweaked a little
mm-hmm.
in order for us to become the person that we really need to be.
Even being pushed past comfort. Because
absolutely.
Like you said, it was a good book, and I have no
yes.
doubt it was. And good's good.
Right, right.
And a lot of times, I think in our society, we've come to a place of celebrating good. And that's
yeah.
and that's good. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
But it's what ultimately, I mean, she was the expert, and you respected her voice. What can you pinpoint as the ultimate push for you to say, okay, I'm gonna move past good?
Well, I think it was having someone in my life that I knew loved me enough and wanted something great for me.
Yeah.
And I was able to lean into that and trust her.
Yeah.
And because of that, I was able to be open to that feedback. We don't want to take feedback from every person. Not every person that comments on your social media post is worth taking the feedback from. But sometimes it really is at least enough for you to sit back and think. And you may come back and say, you know what? I'm still feeling great about that idea.
Sure. Yes.
But even the process of self-reflection and saying, well, is there something in me that could be changed, even if it's a lot of effort, that might make me or my life or my relationships or my business
mm-hmm.
so much better.
It takes good people that you described have your best interest at heart. It also takes honest people.
Yes.
That's hard. And you know what I also love about that story? She called you, right?
She did. I had brought it up before, okay, just casually, but I never asked her. I would never ask
formally
her to do that.
Yeah.
And she was the one that came
to me. I kind of appreciate that, Brooke. Like, I kind of appreciate that a woman had the courage to say, can I give you some feedback? That is a scary phrase to say. And again, we live in a time where good is good. And also, it's like, you do you. We hear that all the time.
Totally.
You do you. But if someone cares enough to say, I've thought that a couple times when you see someone maybe at a distance and you're like, why is someone not checking her in that moment?
Yeah.
We kind of got to check each other in honest ways. Kind ways,
kind,
but honest ways.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this was about a book that I was writing, but even in relationships. But
yes,
in order for us to have honest people feel comfortable coming to us, we have to be open. We have to be the kind of person that it's not going to say, you just ruined the relationship. I don't like you anymore.
Yeah.
I won't speak to you any longer because you said something about me I don't like.
Right.
She could have done that and I could have written her off and been mad and said, you know, she was so cruel to me.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we kind of open our hearts to that,
yes,
so many good things can happen on both ends. But it takes some real bravery.
It does. I also think it takes practice. I got a lot of practice at receiving feedback in this industry,
yeah,
at a really young age, like 21 years old. And that was hard.
Yeah.
But those years, those formative years of getting that feedback early as a professional, I don't flinch now. I
yeah.
don't flinch. And that's a gift. And I think if women can somehow seek out that gift for themselves, I think I had it in a very compressed form
yeah.
here in the television industry. But if you can seek out that gift for yourself, that feedback is information that, for better or worse,
yeah.
you know, pushes you toward growth. That's a gift, I think.
Well, and I'll push that to motherhood. If you're not in a business or an industry that's doing that, go to your kids. Say, hey, you know, I want a good relationship. What am I doing right now that's preventing that? You know, whether your kids are 5 or whether they're 35, you know, ask your spouse, ask one of your friends, you know, did I respond in the way that I should have when you told me about that? I'm feeling a little off about that.
Yeah.
You know, work for that feedback yourself.
Improvement, you point out, takes effort. That takes work. And you've described that work in many different forms, like work of humility, work of heart, work of openness. It takes effort.
It does. And then the willingness to change always takes work. And I think that can be a little daunting.
You want to point out as well, lasting self-improvement has to matter to you. Like, if you want this constant burn of growth, that has to be your priority.
It does, and it has to be something that affects you. So, for instance, I had a goal to make my bed every day, but I actually don't care about making my bed. So that lasted 2 weeks, and I was like, I don't care what people say, this is not changing my life.
Okay.
But I switched my goal to start my morning with prayer. That mattered to me, and that was something that was worth working toward and sacrificing for. The bed making, I'm just gonna have to leave that to my husband because I just don't care.
So make sure it's for you.
Yeah.
What do you do on those days? Because you are a very self-motivated person. I admire this deeply about you, the discipline you have to continue to push and write and put your ideas and your heart out there. What do you do on the days that you don't feel it?
So I think there's two things. Some days you just don't feel it and
sure.
you take a break.
And
I think that's fine as long as that doesn't become your norm.
Okay.
So some days when you don't feel it, you do it anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
really understanding when that day is where it's time to sit back and let go, and then when it's time to push through anyway. And I think life in general, that's what we have to realize is most days we're not gonna feel it. Most days we don't get up and think, let's go. You know, most days it's harder. And once we start, the motivation comes.
The motion kind of begets the motion. Brooke,
yeah.
we love and admire you. Thank you so much. We can read more of your thoughts and ideas on your Instagram.
Yes, Brooke Romney writes.
You put out some good ones already for 2024. So thanks for motivating us in the right way, sister. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Brooke.
We'll link you to her Instagram from our website. If you aren't already following, you should be.